So you can, okay, so let's try to finish at least yesterday's stuff, and then we'll worry about that. So where are we now? We are on Nun Hei Amud Aleph only, right? Betzalel. So you can only appoint a leader if the people want a leader. If you know the people don't want a leader, you can't appoint him. And then the Gemara, so that's like, okay, we had that by Betzalel, right? Himlechem and Tzibur. Okay, so now it says like this. It's about six lines from before they get white. Vayomer okay. Amarlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. You have it? About five, six lines before they get white. Hagun Alacha Betzalel. Is Betzalel, do you want him as your assistant to build the Mishkan? Amarlo Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. Im Lefanecha Hagun. If Betzalel is good enough for you, Lefanai Lo Kol Shechein. He's good enough for me. Amarlo, God said to him, nonetheless, it's not good enough that it's good enough for God. It's got to be good enough for the people. Their expectations are different. Lecha mor lehem, go tell them, halach v'amar lehem l'Yisrael, hagun alechem Betzalel. Go tell the Jewish people, ask the Jewish people if it's okay that Betzalel become leader. It's funny, he was like an architect. He's a leader. He wasn't the leader of the Jewish people. He was an artisan, right. But still, that's not who I consider the first. In other words, I have to consult Aaron, Moshe, Miriam. I don't have to consult the contractor. You do. In other words,
he's a relative too.
Well, everybody's a relative. What do you mean he's a relative? Moshe. But Selva and Ori ben Chur Lamate Yehuda. Right. So he's not really a relative.
He was Kalev's son who was married to Miriam. So he's a great
man. Kalev's son who was married.
Kalev's son is Chur.
Right. Okay. All right, but everybody's related. That's, I don't know. But
nepotism.
This, I don't know that there's nepotism. I mean, that's what Korach's whole argument was. That's why Korach had
it. So that's what God says, if you have transparency, then you won't have...
Well, but he's saying, anyways, the people have to want you. But it's funny, even the guy, even somebody is sort of, it's an important role, but it's not really a leadership role. Anyways, Amrulo, Ha'im lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu lefanecha hu'gun. So the Jewish people, now it's the beauty of the Jewish people. They said, well, listen, if it's good enough for God, and it's good enough for you, Moshe, we have no complaints. Lefanecha lefaneinu lo kol shekein. Kavachomer is good enough for us. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani amar Rav Yonatan. You have that all the time, Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani quoting Rav Yonatan. Not Betzalel. Why was he called Betzalel? Betzalel in the shade of God. Hashem Chachmato Nikra. He gave him his name because he was a very smart guy. B'shasha Marlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. When God told Moshe, Alecha Morle Betzalel, go tell Betzalel, Asuli Mishkan, make a Mishkan, Aron Vekelim, and make a Mishkan with the tabernacle and all the vessels. Halach Moshe Vafach. Mar doesn't explain why. Moshe reversed the order. It could be a manner of speech, whatever. Amarlo asay Aron bekelim b'mishkan. Right, that's in tomorrow's parsha. Vasu Aron asay shitim avotam b'chaytzi. We don't discuss the mishkan till later. God says vasu l'mikdash shaganti b'tocham. Right, asay Aron bekelim b'mishkan. So Amarlo. So Betzalel said, hold on, Moshe Rabbeinu. Minago shel olam. I'll tell you how it works in the world. Adam bone bayit. A person builds a house. First he builds the house, then he furnishes the house. That's the furniture. Where am I going to put the aron when I'm finished? First you got to build the house, then you build what's inside. Moshe, maybe you got it wrong. Maybe you reversed what God said. Maybe God said, which is what happened. Aron v'kelim. Amarlo, Shema b'tzel el ha'ita v'yadata. Maybe you were in the shadow of God, and you know, which is exactly what his name is. Okay. Amrav Yudam Arav. Yodea Yabitzele Litzaref Ariyot Otiyot. He could join together letters. Sheniv Rabem Mishmaim Baratz. I guess it means he could use the power of creation to create new things. We know there's a lot of comparisons between the story of Maaseh Bereishit and the building of the Mishkan. In other words, the creation of Mishkan and creation of the world. So Betzalel knew how to take these letters that God created the world with and to use them, whatever that means. K'tiv ha'acha v'yimalei oto ruach Elohim b'chachma, b'tvuna, u'b'dat chabad. He was, right? He had all these wisdom. Uchtiv hatam Hashem bechokhmat aretz. When God made the land, yasar aretz konein shemayim bitvuna. So the same language is used. Uchtiv bitato tomot. So da tvuna chokhma is all used in both cases. So that's telling us Bezalel had the same wisdom in a sense with the creation of the world. I'm Rav Yochanan. So, you know, it's like we don't create the Yesh Me'ayin. You only give wisdom to somebody who has wisdom. If he has a little bit cocky in your, if you're a total idiot, God's not going to give you wisdom. In other words, it's a type of thing of won't work. In other words, smarts only helps for someone who can use it. And that's what it seems to be saying, right? So God only gives wisdom to those who already have some wisdom. Shenemar Yahav Chachma L'Chachamim. It's like giving money to people who don't understand money. They'll blow it. You want to give a lot of money, you give it to somebody who knows how to use money. Uminade liade bina, and to the ones who have no understanding. Shmama Rav Tachlifa bar Marava bar Mekamed Ravo Marlahu Atan Mihata Mitnuchu. He said to him. So he heard it. He said, "Is that where you learn it from? I have another source." Anami Hachamatitan La Dichtiv. Ubalev ko chacham lev natati chokhmah. In other words, in the chacham lev, one who already has chokhmah, I give chokhmah. You don't need your derivation was a little too complicated. Mine is much clearer. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda, about 7 lines from the bottom. Kol cholam. Now we're getting a long story about dreams. Kol chalom velo tavat. All dreams retz velo tavat. But aren't good. I don't know if Tabat comes from the word good here. Now I forget. All right, I have to look it up later. A dream that isn't explained. You didn't unravel the dream. It's like a letter that hasn't been read. Obviously, what does that mean? V'amar Rav Chisda, La lo chama tova makayim kula, the lo chama bisha makayim kula. A good dream doesn't come true 100%, and a bad dream doesn't come true 100%. Vama Rav Chisda, the Gemara says, but Rav Chisda says, chama bisha, a bad dream, adif mi chama tova. It's better than a good dream. Why? It's related to tshuva. Vama Rav Chisda, chama bisha, a bad dream, atzivuto. So on the one hand, he said a bad dream is better than a good dream, presumably because it gets you nervous and you want to do tshuva. And on the other hand, Rav Chisda says, no, a bad dream makes you sad in the morning. A good dream makes you happy. So Amar Rav Yosef, Chalma tava afilu ledidi bidichuta mafachele. So Rav Yosef said, a good dream for me, Rav Yosef was blind. So even for me, a good dream, it doesn't count. That was, he couldn't even see. Avila l'didi b'dichuta mefachelei. Bama Rav. Kista chama bisha, a bad dream, kasha minagda. A bad dream is worse than getting hit with lashes. That's a rush. It's to hit somebody. In other words, you want to call it mental illness is worse than physical illness. In other words, the depression, the upset he's going to have is worse than getting physically hit. Shinemar, velohim asa, shiru milfanav. I don't know. Okay. V'amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zechalom Ra. What's the terrible thing you're going to be afraid of? It's going to instill fear. That's a bad dream. Hanavi Asher Ito Chalom Yusufar. Chalom Asher Diver Ito Yedaber Divrei Emet. Okay. The prophet who's with him, tell him the story of the dream. And he will tell them the words of truth. In other words, dreams have much elements of truth within the dream. Malateveneta bar num Hashem. The same way straw is to wheat, num Hashem. Now, so the Gemara says, v'chi ma'anyan bar l'teven. right? That straw. So I don't know how wheat grows exactly, but I guess the straw, the all the stubs. What does it have to do with the dream? It's impossible to grow wheat without, let's say, the chaff. I don't know what is. What, I don't know what even they mean to grow straw. What's that? That's connected to wheat. It's something you're not going to use. It's impossible that a dream doesn't have something that is wrong. In other words, a dream can't be 100% true. I mean, Freud. I don't know what Freud, if he ever learned the ninth parak of the Brachot, but. Every dream has some things that aren't true. How do you know this? There was the same way when you take wheat, you don't use the whole kernel of wheat. You can only use part of it for bread. Even if part of the dream comes true, kulo eino mikayim. The whole dream cannot be true. Minala mi Yosef. Even Yosef, the star, the moon, whatever, what is that? The sun and the stars. That was a reference to his mother, and his mother wasn't alive. He said they're all going to come to bow down to him. The 11 brothers and his mother are going to bow down. He didn't have a mother. So the dream, the rest of the dream came true, but not that. Okay. Amar Rav Levi. La'olam yitzaf adam l'chalom tov ad kaf beit shana. A person should, if he has a good dream, these are probably a lot of this is also, it's metaphor, you know, it's not, but person has a good dream, he should have patience for 22 years. It might come true even 22 years later. Minalan, how do we know that? Mi Yosef. Dichtiv eletodot Yosef Yaakov. Yosef ben Shvasre Shana, right? Yosef was 17 when the story started. Uchtiv Yosef ben Shloshim Shana Bamdolif Nipro, selling and working in Potiphar's, being in jail, 13 years. So he was 30 when he came to Paro. Mean. Shivisrei atlitin kama have tlat. Sorry, I don't know why the Gemara has to tell us that. That's basic math. From 30 to 17, there's 13 years left. The shev the savad, the 7 years of plenty is 20. Vitarte de kafna, and 2 years of the famine have a kapet. So Yosef's dreams took 22 years. So if Yosef's dreams take 22 years, your dreams may also take 20 years to come true. Aravuna la adam tov emarim lo chalom tov. So Rav Huna says something seems to contradict that. A good person doesn't get a good dream. Ula adam ra, emarim lo chalom ra. And a bad person doesn't get a bad dream. So again, Rashi explains this has to do with tshuva. That you want the good person to get a negative dream so he won't sin, he'll be all nervous. And you want the bad person to get a good dream, so he'll laugh about and he'll continue in his evil ways. That's not so nice in a way, right? But okay, that's what Rav Huna says, which seems to disagree with what we just saw about Yosef, right? Tanya Nami, because Yosef supposedly is a good guy, and he's getting, maybe his dream was wrong at 17. Anyway, we'll leave that. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned this similarly. Kosh notav shel David. King David, lo ra chalom tov. He never saw a good dream. V'chosh no tov shel Achitofel, his assistant who turned on him, lo ra chalom ra, never saw a bad dream. So v'achtiv, so the Gemara says, whoa, that's not good. V'achtiv lo tuna elecha ra'a. For a tzaddik, only good things should happen. Why do you make him suffer a little? Let him have a good dream here, and let all be good for him. No evil shall come to him. In other words, what does this verse mean? That nothing bad should happen, even dreams. Nothing, you shouldn't get all frightened from negative dreams, negative thoughts. There should be no affliction in your house, which is more, assumes very interesting. Shalom timsa ishtecha sapek nida v'ashata b'minedarach. That you shouldn't come home from a long trip, and time and time with trips were long, not like for 3 days. Shouldn't come home after 3 months. And his wife, it's interesting, a sapek nida. His wife, remember, he can't be intimate with his wife, shata b'minedarach. And presumably, sapek nida is always worth, right? The market hates uncertainty, as we see this week. Right, so if his wife's really in nida, okay, so he can put up with it. But she has sapeg nida, that's much worse. So we don't want any evil, even negative dreams happening. So what do you mean David HaMelech didn't have any good dreams? How do they even know this? Like, obviously, the discussion is not historical. It's the Gemara is projecting certain theological positions about good and evil, and the people who are good have to suffer a little, etc. Otherwise, you know, what they know what King David dreamed. Elaihu lo chazilei. So he didn't have any positive dreams himself, but other people did. Achrinu, other people dreamed about King David. Bechilo chaze ihu mal yutahi. So great. What good does that do him? That he didn't have any good dreams himself. Amar of Zera, kolalan shivat yamin belo chalom nikra ra. Whoever goes 7 days without dreaming, now we know today, I mean, I imagine the Gemara didn't know a lot of the stuff we know today about dreams. People dream hundreds of times a night, right? A typical dream lasts less than a minute, right? But, and we, of course, we forget 99% of our dreams, probably more than 99% of our dreams. But anyway, where it says, so a person that goes 7 days, presumably he's not cognizant of his dreams. A person that goes 7 days without dreaming, which dreaming is good. In other words, we're going to see later, why do you dream? What do you think about in the day? You dream at night. That is true, we know. And so if a person doesn't have dreams, you know, for something good, that's not good. How can you go a whole week without dreaming? Shenemar, v'sheva yalin ba'yivkadra or sova, the one who, v'saveya yalin, that's the pasuk, one who is satiated will go to bed, all satiated, Baliv Kadra, nothing happened to him. Altikra Saveya, don't read satiated, Ela Sheva, seven. You have to dream within 7 days to have like proper sleep. Elihaki Kamar. So what did he tell me? David Melch didn't have any good dreams. That wouldn't be good. That would make him evil. Elihaki Kamar, the Chazi Velo Yada Machazi. Okay, he had a dream and he didn't know what the dream meant. Well, good. Amar Avuna Barami, Amar Petad, Amar of Yochanan, Haroa Chalom, Benavsho Aguma. If a person has a dream and the dream bothers him, so this is what we do. Yelech Yifterenu Bifnei Shlosha. You should go to three people and let them interpret the dream. Yifterenu, Vamar Rav Chista Chalma, Delo Mifshar, Kigra, Delo Migra. Rav Chista said a dream that isn't explained is like a letter that's not read. In other words, it's. If you don't know about it, right, the tree falls in the forest, you don't know about it, it doesn't count. So don't read the dream. A dream can only be impactful if you interpret it. If you don't interpret it, the dream is meaningless. Meaning, we self-fulfill our prophecies. We make our dreams come true. So if you don't explain the dream, it's meaningless. It's a self, not the dream, it's like a magic potion. Right, because if it happened, it happened. It means so. If you don't interpret the dream, it's like not reading a letter. You don't know what's going to be, so it's irrelevant. Ela'ema yitivenu. So what you should do is go to three people and say, "My dream is good. I had a good dream. I just don't know what it means. Can you tell me what my good dream was?" Leiti tlata. Bring three people. Ve'lemalu. Tell them to him. Chama tova chazi. I had a good dream. Ve'lem relai. And they should say to him, "Hanach tova. Good dream." Who Rahman and God should make it good for you. The Shave Latav Sheva's Zimnim. Seven times they say this. Ligran Alech means Shemaya, it should be decreed from the heaven. The Lahave Tova, it should be good for you. Veyeva Tova, and it should be good for you. Velemer Gimel Hafuchot, Gimel Peduyot, Vigimel Shalosh Shalom. It should say three things at 180 degrees, three things to redeem ourselves, and three things of peace. Shalosh hafuchot, right, going 180 degrees. Hafachta mispedi lemacholi. You turn my sorrow into joy. We say it every day. Hafachta mispedi lemacholi. Pitachta saki v'atezreni simcha. That's one. Az tismach betula. The virgin will get, their marriage will be happy. B'machol u'bachurimu skenim yachta v'hafachti avlam l'sason. They're more talking on the Jewish people, of course, a metaphor that their sorrow during the redemption will be turned into simcha, hapachta. And then, v'lo ava Hashem alakecha lishmo et Bilam. God didn't want to hear Bilam, and he flipped the curses of Bilam to brachot. Shalosh peduyot, three redemptions. Iti pada b'shalom nafshi, redeem my soul. Uptuye Hashem yeshuvun, those who were taken captive will return back. The Jewish people will come back to the land. Vayomer amel shaul, hayonatan yamut, asher asa, Yeshua, so I'm the saving of Yonatan who did this great salvation. V'shalosh shlomot, tichti borei niv svatayim, This is one of the, I think, the Haftorah on Yom Kippur, right? Shalom, shalom, l'rachok v'l'karov, Amar Hashem. Talking about peace, peace, peace. We should have peace. So that's three things. Amar Hashem, and I'll heal you. V'ruach l'vasha et amshiv. Amar Tem, I'm not sure where the shalom is in that pasuk. I guess ruach, unless it's a continuation of the pasuk. Yeah, shalom, shalom lecha lezrach. Great. Yeah. The Gemara didn't quote the whole pasuk. You'll be engulfed. You'll have, you'll wear lavsha. You'll wear peace. V'amartem ko lechayei v'atem shalom uveitecha. Shalom. Your home should be peace. Okay, so the three people say it should be a wonderful dream over and over again, and then they tell them three things. God can turn bad into good. You'll be redeemed. They will have peace. Very good. Amemar amar zutra v'ravashi. They were sitting around. So each, I want each one to tell us some new insight. Each one of the three have to tell us something new. So one of them started. Amar, so this is what we're supposed to do on Yontif. That's why the Kohanim are supposed to sing at the Duchani, which they started doing here more often. Rabbi Gemara, you know, gave Oshir, and he's been pushing it. He saw a dream. He doesn't know what it is. So what do you do? At the time when the Kohanim are spreading their arms, of course, what happens if the Kohanim have the bad dream? They say something. Say as follows. Ribono shel olam, master of the universe, ani shelach, I belong to you, v'chalamot ishelach, my dreams are yours, chalom chalamti v'nei yodei mahu, I dreamt a dream, I don't know what it is. Ben shechalamti ani latzmi, whether the dream was about myself, ben shechamu lechavirai, other, whether others' dreams about me, ben shechalamti al achirim, whether I dreamed about others, im tovim heim, if they're good dreams, chaskeim v'amtzei, make them strong and happen, v'chalamotav shel Yosef, Bim Trichim Rufuan, if the dream there's something wrong and we need healing, Rafaim Kamei Maral Yude Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam Mitzarata, just like Miriam and Moshe were healed, they from their Tzarat, we should be healed. Ukhiskiyahu, Michal of Chiskiyahu was about to die. We had that earlier in Brachma, Yeshua came to visit him and he got better. Ukimei Yericho, Ayude Alisha, Kashem Shafakta, Kilalap Bilam Harashal Abracha, the same way you turn the curses of Bilam to a blessing. Kein tafoch, again, the hafuchot. Kein tafoch, kocham otay alayla tova, make it all good. So that's printed in our siddur, pretty much word for word. We have that in our siddur, and that's what you're supposed to say when the Kohanim are singing in the Duchanim. The Gemara here doesn't say it's on Yontif. They Duchan every day, necessarily, but that's our practice. Umesayim bahade Kohani, and you finish at the time, just to say amen. And that's what's printed. I mean, you're supposed to time it. The song should be long enough, finish at the same time. Be low, and if it's too much to say, it's also printed in the Siddur. Lemahachi, say the following. Adir Bamarom, a God who dwells on high. Shochem Bikvura, Ta Shalom, your peace is one of the names of God. Yishimcha Shalom, and your name is peace. Yihira Tzomafanecha Shatasim Alein Shalom. Put peace. Okay, so that was what the first person said. The three of them are sitting. That's why it's relevant to our sugya, because it talked about dreams. But now the Gemara is going to tell the rest of the story that doesn't necessarily have to do with dreams. Patach idach, so the other one opened, and v'amar haiman da'ay lemata, somebody is going on a trip, right? Udach me'ena bishay, he's afraid of ayin hara. People are going to give him the evil eye, whatever that means, right? Linkot zakva didei dimina biyada the small. He should take his right thumb and put it in his left hand. And take his left thumb and put it in his right hand. I guess something like this. And say the following. Ana ploni bar ploni, me, you know, Reuven ben Yaakov. Mizara Yosef. Maybe you should say, I'm Menashe ben Yosef. I come from the seed of Joseph. Joseph de lo shalta ba'enera. No evil eye. In other words, presume Potiphar's wife, everybody's giving him the looks. It had no impact on him, or whatever, no negative impact. Shenemar ben porat Yosef, ben porat alay ayin. Whatever ayin hara is something, Yosef had the power to overcome with the eye. You know, the eye can you give a guy a look. Do Yosef could, maybe his great looks defeated anybody, could look at him, everybody looked at Yosef, and all of a sudden their evil eye went away. Whatever it is, whatever ayin hara is, it couldn't work on Yosef. Adigra alay ayin, ela ole ayin. Those who, I guess, want to give him the evil eye. Rav Yosef Baruch Hanina Mar Mehacha, Vayidgu L'Rav Bekerva Aretz. How do you know Yosef didn't have no evil eye? Madagim, whatever this means. The same way the fish in the sea, right? Mayim Mechasim Aleim, the water covers them. Apparently, only if you could give a guy a direct look through the medium of the water, but it's not going to work. So shalevim avzaro shel Yosef, the descendants of Yosef, right, to have that power. She'ein ayin hara sholeret bim. If he's afraid of his own ayin hara, I guess not from others, but from himself. He's all nervous about himself. I don't exactly know how he does this. He should look out through his left nostril. Nechira the smaller. Look aside. I don't know, like, go with his nose up. I don't exactly what that means. Patachidech, remember there were three rabbis who were sitting there. Each one had to give a new thing I never heard of. So one said, ah, Kohanim, when the Kohanim Duchen, we pray for our dreams. This one said about Ein Hara. The other one says, Haima Dechalish, this is wild. A person who's sick, Yomakama lo likle. Don't say you're sick. The first day, keep it a secret. Because if you talk about you're sick, you'll get sick. Maybe ignore it, they'll go away. Maybe the first day. A funny, very interesting idea. It doesn't mean you don't deal with it. You don't publicize it. It doesn't say you don't take medicine. Don't publicize it. Mikan ve'elach. Second day you're sick, let everybody know. He had the Rava. When Rava was sick, Yoma kama lo magli. The first day he didn't tell anybody. It would go away. But it didn't go away. Mikan ve'elach. Amar le lishameh. He told his servant. Remember, he lived in Mechuz, we talk about this all the time, in the big city, wealthy people. Pokachris, go tell everybody, Rava Chalash, Rava is sick. Announce it in the newspapers. Manda Rachimli, those who like me will pray for me, Levi Rachmi. Umanda Sanili, and those people who don't like me, Lichte Liha, they'll be great, Rava sick. I can't stand that guy. Let him get sick. Great. Uchtiv, so and why does he want that? Because the pasuk says, "Bivolei bechal tismach." When your enemy falls, don't rejoice. Ubikishlo al yageli becha, don't be happy. Pen yirashem, because God's going to see that you're laughing at your enemy. God's going to make it good for the enemy. So let all my enemies laugh at me. It'll be good for you. Veshimei lava po. Okay, stop here. Beautiful. I mean, just amazing. We don't have time. You can think about this over Shabbos. Okay, please God, we'll continue tomorrow at after mincha. And welcome to join us from the beginning of this year, if you'd like. I mean, you know. Okay, I mean, you know.